And the final coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Kevin McGough. The Buckeyes will come into this year's Big Ten tournament as the number 5 seed and will take on number 12 seed Penn State or number 13 Wisconsin in a second round game on Thursday afternoon. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Would you mind starting us off with a quick opening statement? Then we'll take some questions from the media.
Sure. Hey, great to be here. Proud of our team for what we've accomplished so far in Big Ten play. We had a kind of a rough non-conference, but we did play a very difficult schedule. And, you know, I've told our kids every week, the key for us is going to be if we can be a team that continues to improve throughout the year. I think we've done that. And outside of yesterday's game, we've played our best basketball of late. And so hopefully we can carry that momentum into the Big Ten tournament.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Your first question is from Christy Winterscott with BTN.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Christy.
With this team, I know, you know, I had you several times this season, and that was the mantra, to continue to improve every game. But to come out of the regular season as a 5 seed, the confidence must be very high for the players who have really matured competitively, and to have those 6 players come in to the team and play pivotal roles for you. How confident is the team right now going into this postseason run?
Well, I think we feel good. You know, we've made a lot of progress. Our kids know that. And, you know, I think we have a feeling that we can beat anybody in the league if we really, you know, pay attention to the details in terms of our preparation, and that we're the hardest, you know, playing team on the court. If we don't do that, we're not beating anybody. And so I think we've kind of, and I say that to say, I think we've kind of found what gives us a chance to be successful, and our kids have, you know, believe in that, and they've really worked very hard to try to take that onto the court each night, especially here late in the season.
And just a quick follow-up with Dorca Juhas being a freshman. Obviously, yes, she has international experience, as do several of your players, but with that being said, the competitive maturity of Dorca Juhas over the course of the season has steadily improved right along with the team. How important will her role be to be able to stretch the floor and do all the great things that she's presented all season for you?
Yeah, no, she's a great kid. She works really hard. She's got a terrific basketball IQ. And her international experience has really served her well. And it was an adjustment early on. I just think kind of the physical play and the kind of the pace of the game. But she's a very unique player, and you touched on it, in that she can score around the basket. She's got great size and strength. But where she's really effective, she can shoot the ball from the perimeter at the three-point line. She can also put the ball on the floor. And it allows us to do some things that we've really never been able to do offensively in terms of spacing and those type of things.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Jeff Didoff, the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Good, Jeff.
So I know you don't know who you're going to play yet, either Penn State or Wisconsin, but I'm curious if there's one of them you think you match up better against, and what are the challenges each team presents to you?
Well, I mean, we played them both twice, and we had competitive games in all 4 of those. So I think that we'll have our hands full either way. Penn State is a little more perimeter-oriented. They've got some of the best perimeter players in the league. On the flip side, Wisconsin has some great post players who've played really well this year, especially late in the season. So I think they're different, but both would be present an equally difficult challenge. And so we'll kind of, you know, heading into practice, focus on ourselves a little bit and just take a few things from each of those teams that have given us problems and try to work on that and try to be prepared for either one.
And then if a follow-up, if I may, you know, your performance yesterday, as you said, you guys won quite a role before that, playing your best basketball of the season. What's the challenge for you as a coach to get the team ready after that performance yesterday?
Well, we just kind of got to get refocused, get back in the gym. And, you know, you want to learn from it, but you got to move on quickly. Is, you know, that's the story of college athletics. If you're going to sit around and dwell about it and pout about it, then it's going to affect you in the next game, and that's what we can't have happen. So it was tough. We had a great opportunity yesterday that we let slip away, but give Rutgers credit. They played really hard and did a good job, and said we got to learn a little bit from it and move on.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, appreciate the time. I look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this week.
Great. Thank you.